Boker Tov. Good morning, everyone. Continuing in Simen Reish Vav, the laws of mistakes and interruptions when a person recites a bracha. Mechaber tells us in Siv Dalid, Kol Dover Shemavarech Alav La'achlo, anything that you're going to make a bracha on and you're going to have a bite of it, O L'Hariach Vav. Or as we're going to see in a couple more simanim later on, there are brachas that we recite on fragrant smells. So anything you're going to eat or smell, Tzarech La'achlo B'Yamino, Kishu Mevarech. You really should be holding that object, that food item, or that thing you're going to smell, while you're reciting the bracha, that item should be in your right hand. You should be holding it as you recite the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, Tam ha'achiza, the reason for the holding, the reason you're supposed to hold it while you make the bracha, she'chavin libo ha'mashim avarech. It just helps us focus. We should have the proper kavana and intent when we're reciting the bracha on that which we're going to eat or smell. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, hurak l'chachila, this is only l'chachila, meaning if bidyevet, if by mistake, or for whatever reason, the person doesn't make a bracha while holding the item, you're still going to fulfill the mitzvah. Now the reason it should be in your right hand, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is mishum chashivos, the right hand is considered more chashav, it's considered more distinguished. What does a lefty do? The iter yad azlinam basar yaminu small didei, a lefty will hold it in his left hand. The truth is, Mishnah Berurah says, it's not just about food or smell objects. The truth is, b'chol bracha shemvarech aleiza mitzvah. This is true even when we're dealing with the berchas ha-mitzvah. If you're going to be blowing, let's say, for example, the shofar, you should really be holding onto the shofar in your right hand. As we know famously with the lulav and esrog, this becomes a problem because on the one hand, you should really be holding it. On the other hand, if you hold it, you've already fulfilled your mitzvah. So we know you have different ways of solving that problem. But this is true when it comes to any berachas mitzvahs as well. Now, the question is let's say, as I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you weren't holding it, let's say it's on the table in front of you, so it's still you're still yotze. Let's say you're about to have an apple. Ideally, again, you should have the apple in your right hand. Let's say it's in the table in front of you. The halacha is it's still okay, b'dyeved, it works. However, let's say you make a bracha on an apple, and the apple isn't on the table in front of you. It's in the room next door. So we're going to see tomorrow and say, hey, there are a lot of halachas. What happens when you make brachas on food that's not in front of you? Now, that might not happen so often, but if you really think about it, that happens in every meal that you've ever had. You make a bracha on the food, your wife or someone else might be bringing in the food from the kitchen. So please, God, we will discuss those halachas tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.